schools. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why Montgomery County Police and its school system are being sued together. I'm John Doman.
A teenager found shot to death tonight in Anne Arundel County.
Her apology was not enough, so a Virginia state senator is facing censure. I'm Michelle Bash.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Lisa Mateo. Concern as the new coronavirus variant from the UK reaches more than 20 states nationwide. More from CBS's Danya Backus.
The CDC has warned that a more contagious COVID-19 variant, first seen in the UK, could be the dominant strain in the US by March.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to make vaccines available to your local pharmacies by early February.
President Biden also says wearing masks from now until April can save some 50,000 lives.
Health officials also suggest doubling up on masks to prevent the spread of the new strain. When it comes to flying, the CDC has some new rules in place. The government agency says all travelers heading to the U.S. from abroad will have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test before boarding their flights starting Tuesday. In her first interview since leaving her post, former White House coronavirus response coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx is offering advice to the next in line. She sat down with Faith the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan.
Communication is absolutely key. And so every time a statement was made by a political leader that wasn't consistent with public health needs, that derailed our response.
Broadcast personality Larry King has died. In an interview, he talked about what helped him rise to the top.
The only secret in this business, there's no secret. Just be yourself. It always works.
King was 87. Retired CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer worked with King for years and has more on his life.
He was born Lawrence Zeiger, as he always said, just a kid from Brooklyn. He really had a sad childhood, starting with the death of his dad when Larry was just a kid. After barely making it through high school, he worked at a number of Miami radio stations, married 8 times to 7 women. At one point, he went bankrupt. A Washington Post reporter once asked Larry a question that really sounded like something he'd ask. Who is Larry King? Larry said, all the things Lawrence Zeiger never was.
In Russia, supporters of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny take to the streets.
For once, the anti-corruption campaigner Alexei Navalny wasn't leading the protests. He's behind bars. It was his supporters who hit the streets on Saturday, furious about his arrest and what they see as the corrupt and abusive Russian government. Police immediately moved in to shut them down.
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer. The FBI says an investigation involving more than 24 agencies has found 33 missing children in Southern California, some who were sexually exploited. Operation Los Angeles began this month. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is giving away $500,000 prizes during Super Bowl 55 that could be used to buy your dream home. See rules and enter for free today at rocketmortgagesquares.com.
9:03 on this Saturday night, January the 23rd, we've got 27 degrees in the nation's capital. We're falling to the lower 20s overnight. Good evening, everybody. I'm Kyle Cooper. The top local stories we're following this hour. Many of the rioters who attacked the Capitol not only left behind a lot of destruction, they may have sparked a super spreader event. Coronavirus cases within the U.S. Capitol Police and National Guard have spiked.
So far, 150 members of the National Guard and 38 Capitol Police officers have tested positive since responding to the January 6th riot. Officials also tell CBS News that more than half of the 25,000 troops that were deployed to the district will soon be returning home. Many of them were seen in close quarters inside the Capitol. Some Democrats have also expressed concerns their Republican colleagues didn't wear masks as they sheltered in place during the attack, raising concerns of a super spreader event. More than 120 suspects involved in the attack are now facing federal charges. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
3 more men have been charged in the deadly riots. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the men, who are from D.C., New Jersey, and Colorado, attacked police with bats and batons. 20-year-old D.C. resident Emmanuel Jackson is charged with assault on a federal officer while armed. Court documents say video footage shows Jackson using a metal baseball bat to repeatedly strike police officers. 43-year-old Scott Fairlamb from New Jersey is also charged with assault. 51-year-old Jeffrey Sable is accused of being part of a group that grabbed a D.C. police officer dragged him down some outside stairs and beat him. A Montgomery County mom, who is also an infectious disease scientist, is part of a coalition of parents and students urging that the schools reopen.
Scientists look at all the data and they make a consensus.
Immunologist Dr. Marjorie Smelkinson has kids in fourth, third, and first grade and a kindergartner in Montgomery County Public Schools.
I can definitely see that they're not learning as much as they did last year.
Noting the impact of remote learning on her children, she's pleased with Governor Hogan's call for all school systems to offer some in-person learning by March 1st. Dr. Smelkinson says it's safe to do so.
The science shows that transmission in school is low. We are not asking to put anyone's life in danger.
Montgomery County Public Schools says it's deeply worried about reopening schools and will continue to assess the guidance from the state. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A family in Montgomery County is suing, alleging a pair of county police officers berated and even physically assaulted their son after the boy wandered away from class last year.
The lawsuit targets the schools after a 5-year-old child was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary last January. It took Montgomery County Police to find the child less than a mile away. The boy's mother, Shanta Grant, says police then verbally abused and threatened the boy, saying he should be spanked and even putting one handcuff around him.
Why are these officers treating him that way, in a way that no one should be treated?
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Certainly not a 5-year-old boy.
Both county police and schools declined comment. The family's lawyer tells Bethesda Beat everything alleged was captured from a police body camera.
Why wasn't the situation de-escalated by school staff?
John Dome in WTOP News.
The Virginia Senate has passed legislation that would increase access to abortion services.
Health plans that are offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are banned from providing abortion coverage, but that ban would be lifted under a bill that's passed through the state Senate. It now heads to the House. Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan.
Private companies can't even offer coverage through a direct plan or through a rider. This bill just removes that restriction.
She says it would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options, but opponents say it would be difficult for people who have ethical objections to abortions to find state-run plans that don't cover them. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, the latest on a developing story tonight in Maryland. A teenager has been found shot to death. 9:07 now in Washington.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.39% APR on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
This is Dr. Tracy Applebaum coming to you from Rocky Gorge Animal Hospital and wishing you a happy new year. While COVID has prevented many